Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather is pleasant across Israel. In Tel Aviv, it's sunny with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies, making it a great day to be outside. Haifa is warm, while Eilut remains sunny and hot. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF reports that Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, involved in the October 7th attack, has died from injuries sustained in a July airstrike. That's according to Ynet. Also, the U.S. ambassador has called settlers who sieged Palestinian homes in Kusra terrorists. This comes from a report by Forward earlier today. Also this hour, Jared Kushner is on his way to Israel. His visit aims to break a dispute with Netanyahu, according to Mariv. Separately, a Long Island father has pleaded guilty after police found explosives during a home check related to his son's alleged swastika drawing. JNS provided this exclusive report. And finally, a New York judge denies former President Trump's request to delay his civil fraud trial. This news comes from Haaretz, reported earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel reported just minutes ago that Trump allegedly called Netanyahu his own worst enemy as the prime minister seeks an election endorsement. David Hazzoni, an Israeli writer, shared a personal reflection on his father who recently passed away, highlighting his impressive career in engineering. Yoni Mikaini, a geopolitical analyst, clarified that before the current conflict, Israel granted Gazans permits for treatment in Israeli hospitals, countering some narratives. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's announcement, the death of Mohammed Mushtaha marks a significant development. The IDF accuses him of holding hostages in Gaza during the October 7th attack. This strike follows a series of targeted operations against Hamas figures. The implications could heighten tensions in the region. Turning to the U.S. ambassador's comments on the West Bank, he labeled settlers who attacked Palestinian homes as terrorists. This statement could strain U.S.-Israel relations. It highlights ongoing tensions in the settlement movement, as reported by Forward. Meanwhile, Jared Kushner's visit to Israel aims to mend ties with Netanyahu. According to Mariv, he will be joined by Tony Blair and Nikolai Mladenov. Their goal is to bridge political divides within the Israeli government. This visit could influence diplomatic relations and internal politics. On the Long Island case, prosecutors clarified that the explosives found were linked to model rockets, not bombs. This case, as reported by JNS, raises concerns about home surveillance and civil rights. It underscores the delicate balance between security and personal freedom. Finally, Trump faces ongoing legal challenges as a judge denies his request to delay a civil fraud trial. Haaretz reports that this decision keeps the legal spotlight on him as he seeks to regain political ground. The ruling could affect his political prospects and influence upcoming elections. Turning to business and markets. First, UVision has secured an additional $50 million plus order from the U.S. Army for their Hero 120 loitering munitions. Keytech reports this expands a major program potentially reaching $982 million over 5 years. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a slowdown in the growth of food networks in Israel. Retail chain revenues increased by 3.3% in the second quarter, a drop from the previous jump, indicating changing consumer behavior. And finally, the Galilee Conference kicks off in Safed, focusing on security, resilience, and economic growth. Walla Business highlights this event's significance for the northern region's development. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.